Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And as you guys know, as most of you know, we are based right here in the Super Bowl champion city of Kansas City, Missouri. So we're so excited to have one of our heroes on here, this guy, George Karloftis. I mean, he has made such an impact, first round draft pick, and has so many sacks this season. He's just been a phenomenal addition to the Kansas City Chiefs defense. They call him Furious George. George, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How about yourself? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, man. Listen, it's such an honor to talk to you. You know, I've lived in Kansas City, Missouri for a long time now, and a lot of fans, of course, never saw this coming in terms of having a chance at this many Super Bowls and getting two of them within a few years. But how do you feel? I mean, you've had so far now, you've won a Super Bowl. You've had the big parade this week, which was phenomenal. How you got to be a little tired, huh?
I'm tired. Yeah, I'm really tired. I'm still catching up on sleep, but I'm sure enjoying this.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting to read your background. You're originally from Athens, Greece, and I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. You know, I think that the current NFL football players, they're almost like Spartacus. I mean, it's almost like it's our kind of gladiator, don't you think?
A little bit. I think that. That's a solid comparison, yeah. Except we get paid.
right. And you don't get killed at the end of the game,
right? It's a big difference
if you don't win. Hey, what is everybody? I mean, this is crazy. So you're a kid that grew up in Athens, Greece, and you actually played water polo for a long time, right?
Yes.
And how does that
because
you never played football?
Yeah,
and you played water polo.
Exactly. Yeah, growing up in Greece and playing a bunch of different sports is a lot different than being an American playing football. I think first of all, having a diverse background in sports is huge, not just for any pro athlete, but anyone in general. You know, I think it's huge and it makes a big difference. Growing up in Greece, obviously a lot different, you know, it's thousands of miles away and, a completely different upbringing socially, and really socioeconomically and everything in between, moving to the United States, it really gives you perspective of, you know, how great of a country this is. You know, there's a lot more opportunity. I can tell you that firsthand. And, my background, you know, it helped me out, you know, cause I have a diverse background growing up in Greece and having that kind of a perspective. But being in a country like America has been great for me and my family.
That is so good. We're talking to George Karloftis, a defensive standout for the Kansas City, for the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, Furious George. Who gave you the nickname Furious George?
I saw that rolling around on Twitter during the preseason. I think that's something that the Chiefs Kingdom kind of gave to me. I like it. I'm going to roll with it.
That's so good. Well, you know, so you come over here, you go to Purdue, Defensive Player of the Year, and then you get drafted into first round by the Kansas City Chiefs. And man, you just hit the ground running. And this is we're talking about a big time defensive with Chris Jones and Frank Clark and some of these other standouts. And man, you just got in there and really played your part, finished second in the NFL in total sacks and had six in a regular season, added another in the AFC championship game over Cincinnati. And I think you had one in the Super Bowl too, right?
This past year has been incredible. Kind of taking some time back and reflecting on it. I'm just extremely blessed and fortunate to be in the position I am, to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, what do you think? We know what you think of the United States. What do you think of Kansas City?
I think Kansas City is a great city. You know, it's a great place for me. You know, it's perfect because it almost has like a small town vibe. That's what's my experience so far. You know, the people are great. The fans are really passionate, and it's a great city, and it's a great place to have a football team. That's for sure.
And how do you compare Greek food with barbecue?
Very different. Very different. barbecue food's very heavy. A lot of the time, Greek food's not super heavy. The flavor and the flavor profile is completely different. Like, it doesn't get more different than that. But I love both, and they're both very near and dear to me.
Well, we had, I don't know if you're familiar with Greek-born chef Debbie Matenopoulos. We had Debbie Matenopoulos on a show, and she has a Greek cookbook, some great recipes. And I know you're kind of a foodie. What is your favorite Greek dish?
I like souvlaki and paizakia. Those are my two favorites. Those would have to be my two favorites.
So after the big Super Bowl parade, where did you guys congregate? Did you go back to the stadium? Did you go to the practice facility? You guys had to get together and have like a little last party, right?
Yeah, guys got together all over. But at the end of the day, we all just went home. You know, now it's kind of starting to become the off season. Getting ready almost for next year, it sounds like. You know, trying to enjoy this huge victory in this huge season. But it's always about what's next, too.
Man, your first year in the NFL and you win a Super Bowl championship. That is fantastic, George. I mean, you certainly did your part.
Great.
And who was your now you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Travis Kelce, you got all these crazy characters on the team. Who have you gravitated toward in terms of just, you know, making friends and kind of doing things together?
For me, it's been a lot of the defensive line. You know, I love guys like Patrick and Travis, but, you know, I'm really close to guys like Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Carlos Dunlap, you know, guys like Mike Dana, Colin Saunders. You know, guys really amongst the defensive line. You know, I really spend time with those guys, and they've been great to me, and they've been a huge help for me in my development.
And how has it been playing for Coach Andy Reid?
It's incredible. I think he's the best to ever do it, and I think that's how he's going to go down, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hall of Famer. George, listen, man, we could not be happier that you are with our Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you so much for coming on. Continued great success, and get some rest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.